So today's Ask the Expert is all about pet psychology. And earlier on, I spoke to Sally Barnes. Now, she's a Bristol-based dog whisperer. And I started by asking her what a dog psychologist does.
Well, I'm a dog behaviourist, psychologist, trainer, whisperer, all rolled into one. And my job is really helping people to understand their pet better so that they can be safer.
And how would you kind of sum up the relationship between human and dog, or owner and dog, and how that's balanced?
I would say that in the main, people treat their dogs like children, babies, and that is not what the dog really needs. The dog really needs to be treated like a pack member, a pack animal that it is. And that's really the one big mistake that people, I think, make.
So how would a dog view its owner?
I think a lot of dogs view their owners as playthings, as to do their bidding. They get everything they want. They get toys, they get treats, they get everything they want, and the dog hasn't got to do anything in return, which is not a natural state of affairs in life in a dog's world.
So is that one of the most kind of commonest problems then that you see in terms of owners and their dogs?
It really is, and people think that they're being unkind or cruel if they're actually going to be clear and get the dog to respect them. But actually, that's what the dog desperately needs, is a leader. And you can't really be on the same level as your dog exactly if you're its leader.
How can you communicate better then with your dog? How can you be more clear?
I think really you need to understand what the dog is trying to say to you and really learn more how to speak dog rather than English, because a dog will never turn into a person. However much you shout and say get off or get down or come here, a dog doesn't really get any of that.
I'm interested to learn a little bit more about how you, as a dog whisperer, psychologist, how you actually achieve that.
Well, I have a very nice client sitting with me now who has a Staffordshire Terrier, which is pretty much out of control. And it might be a good idea for him to tell you that from his point of view rather than for me to say.
Yeah, no, let's have a chat with, is it Kevin?
It's Kevin, yeah.
Let's have a chat with Kevin.
Hiya.
So tell us about Tyson then and what problems you've had with him.
He started misbehaving, you know, jumping on the sofas, jumping on the back of sofas, jumping up on my son and my daughter, not doing what he's told. And we were getting a bit concerned about taking him out and maybe biting someone else or another dog. So, you know, we just wanted to be in control of our dog, basically.
And so what did Sally come and do?
Sally come and basically explained how the dog thinks and how he should behave, and also the behaviour we need to show the dog, which is crucial, really.
So how have you changed?
We speak quieter to the dog. We give the dog boundaries, basically. We show him that it's our space and we're in control of that space. I think what you're doing is becoming the pack leader. Instead of the dog being the leader, we'll become the leader. The dog actually calms down, because if he thinks he's the pack leader, he's trying to protect us all.
Mm.
You know, so basically now we're the leaders, and he's like, you know, basically it is a changed dog, and it's only the second time Sally's been with us. And he's calm, he lays down now a lot more, we can get up, he doesn't get on the furniture now.
So you were still trying to be clear and define your territory. So I know you said you speak quieter. What would you do now if the dog tried to get on the settee?
We would get up slowly, put him back on the floor, and that is all nice and quietly, because if you do it all aggressively, which I used to do really before, then the dog gets all hyper up, and he's hyped up. And he thinks it's a bit of a game or a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
Whereas you're just doing nice and calm. This is your place. That's where I want you to be. And it works.
And what was the reaction of other people when you said you were going to get someone who was a dog whisperer?
Obviously some laughed. Obviously, I'm a plumber by trade, so I'm on a building site. So they did think it was funny. But when you actually see it in action, it does make sense.
Yeah, well, no, that's great. I believe it. It's great to hear. Mm. Kevin, can I just have a final word with Sally? Is she still there? Hello. Just a final word to you. Fascinating hearing what Kevin had to say about the change in Tyson and how he behaves and where he kind of fits in the pecking order. I just wonder, just to finish off with, just about what makes a happy dog?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth there, actually, because the one thing that this dog is now is happy. He's relaxed. He can sleep. He can settle. He is not worried about what's happening and where everybody's going and where they're coming and what he should do or shouldn't do. He can just relax. And he's just got his ears just soft and gentle, and he's smiling his head off the whole time. He is the happiest little dog you've ever seen now. And that's really the favour that these owners are doing this dog. They are really treating him like a dog, and he loves it.
Fascinating, isn't it? Just hearing from Sally there. And also, unlike our other Ask the Experts, that one we actually got to sort of test whether what they were saying cuts the mustard. So big thank you as well to the owner for joining us on the programme.